Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar pop, pumpy, yummy, yumpkin. You're my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Missy get revenge on her man Benjamin, say aye.
Aye.
Good morning, Missy.
Hi there.
How are we?
I'm okay, but I'm a little angry.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah, we hear you need some revenge on your fiancé this morning.
I do.
Oh, my God.
I love it. Okay. Let us know.
All right. So I'm engaged to a pretty great guy named Benji. He's mostly awesome. However, we had a joint bachelorette party.
Well, that was your first mistake.
I know. No, it sounds weird, but it's not. It's not. We have like a really close group of friends, guys and girls, and we're all just like this friend unit. So we thought it would be fun. We went out for dinner and drinks all together as a group. And then we went back to a friend's house. We did get strippers.
Hello.
So, together? Oh.
Well, we went separate. So the girls went in the house and all the guys hung out in the garage. It's kind of like a man cave, you know?
Okay.
So everything seemed like it was fun. Benji had a little too much tequila. Yeah, and then he got like all alpha on us. So we were in the house, and Benji just like bursts in the house, starts trying to fight everyone. Gets all masculine.
Wait, fight everyone? The girls or the strippers?
Mostly the strippers.
Oh, what? Are you for real?
He was a mess, and he got in this one guy's face and was like, I'm going to beat the shit out of you in front of my lady.
What?
It's actually very out of character for Benji.
So he's not normally an angry drunk?
No, he just went like over the edge. And it gets worse.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not even done.
Okay.
Then he actually lands a punch.
Oh, no.
He punches a stripper?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Now, I'm trying to envision this. Is the stripper like a robe or clothes on, or is he like standing there in a thong?
No, he's like mostly this robe.
Okay. Oh, no.
Okay, so we have half-naked men and drunk Benji. So then I have to just calm Benji down. Meanwhile, I'm not sober either, so I'm a mess. I'm f-ing crying. Sorry. And Benji starts puking. I spend the rest of my bachelorette party taking care of him, calming him down. Meanwhile, the rest of our friends got tables in O-Town, which we had to sit out. So it's just me and Benji stuck alone, me trying to calm him down. And that was my bachelorette party.
And your friends still went out? That's so funny.
That's savage. Hell yeah.
Man, you deserve a redo. That is messed up.
Yeah, like marry him, divorce him, then redo another marriage with someone else?
No.
That's not what I meant.
What'd you mean?
I meant she gets another bachelorette party.
Oh, I thought you meant like marry someone else. Okay. Wow. So he punches a stripper. Does the stripper land a punch too, or?
No, thankfully, but it did cost us a lot of money to make everything cool.
Oh my God. That's a nightmare.
Oh, girl.
That's why these joint bachelorette parties, this is like exactly what can happen to a bachelorette party, though.
Yeah. Did he say anything to you after? Like, did he apologize or remember?
So the night is his words blurry for him. So he says he shouldn't apologize for something that he can't remember that he did.
Oh, wow. What a cop-out.
Wow, girl.
Dang. So that night from the stripper, did you get any eggplant on the lap at all, or?
Not quite.
Nothing?
And we can thank Benji for that.
Girl, you deserve all of the revenge in the world.
Yes.
Thank you.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
How many seconds are we going to give Missy?
300.
Missy, we're going to give you 300 seconds on our show clock. I say clock. To convince.
Why do you have to do
and
that?
Coax your fiance Benji to baby talking to you live on the radio to embarrass him back.
Oh my God, okay. That was awesome.
Do you guys baby talk in the relationship at all?
I'm not afraid to say that yes, he does.
Oh, he does.
Rat him out, girl. Go ahead.
Damn. Tekashi. Okay. All right, well, we're gonna call him. You gotta coax him into baby talk to him. We're just gonna eavesdrop along with the valley, okay?
Okay, I got this.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a cupcake call up next. It's your morning mess. The morning mess is back, and this is why you do not have joint bachelorette parties, ladies and gentlemen. We talked to Missy, and she wants to get back at her fiance. Her and her fiance decided to do a joint bachelorette party. Guy's going to be in the garage with the girl strippers, and the girls are going to be inside the house with guy strippers.
Yeah.
Where fiance Benji got a little too drunk, decided he wanted to make appearance, not to jump out of cake or strip for his fiance. He decided that he wanted to come in drunk on tequila and fight the strippers.
Oh, my God. I don't know if he decided that, but that's just what happened. Well, right, Missy?
He just went in absolute alpha monster mode.
He tagged one of them, too. He socked one of the strippers.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he didn't do it. The tequila did.
No, he did it.
Oh my God,
Carla. My bachelorette party became completely about him.
Yeah, and that's not even the good kind of attention, girl. Like, this is too much. It ruined everything on both ends. It had to have.
Yes, it absolutely did. It was a nightmare.
And now you get revenge because apparently he's not apologizing for it. So let's get him back, honey.
Yeah.
Okay. How many seconds we're going to give her?
300.
300 seconds to convince and coax your fiance into baby talking to you, because obviously he embarrassed you in front of all your friends at the wedding party. And the funny thing is, they all went out still to party at Old Town.
Huh? That's so shady.
Yeah, without us.
All right, let's get him back. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Hello?
Hey, Benj, it's me.
Hey, honey, what's going on?
Literally everything is going to right now.
What are you talking about?
I'm freaking out over here. The caterer just called. They can only make 75 plates of chicken when you know we need 100. The shibari chairs are all wrong. I just heard from Kelsey. She might not even be coming. How can the maid of honor not show up to our wedding?
Okay, I'm sure we can work some of this stuff out, I think.
The car service is talking about canceling because of a scheduling mishap. What do you mean we can work this out? This is crazy. I cannot even handle this stress right now.
No, I'm not trying to say it's not important. I'm just saying you sound like you're on the verge of turning into a little bridezilla, and I'm just saying...
What?
And nothing, no, nothing.
Benji, what did you just call me? Seriously.
I was saying that you... No, look. Nothing. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Okay, baby. I wouldn't call you that on purpose.
Benji, you seriously just called me a bridezilla? Like, you are on thin ice right now. Could you at least pretend to care about me for, like, 5 seconds and try to calm me down here?
No, I'm trying to calm you down. You're kind of scaring me a little bit, and I'm trying to be helpful. Let me help you.
If you don't calm me down in the next 3 seconds...
Okay, yeah. I'm going to calm you down. I'm going to calm you down. Okay? Okay, Missy baby, pretty girl, my baby, my angel, please don't be a little angry pants. Please, please. Nobody likes a little quanky bride. You want to be a quanky bride? No. I don't want a quanky lady on the honeymoon.
Oh, my God. Stop. Give me a headache.
What's going on?
Benji, you're live on the radio right now.
No.
We're the morning mess on Live 101.5, and you've just been cupcake called.
Booyah.
Missy, what is going on?
You want to explain what's going on, Missy?
This is what you get for ruining my bachelorette party.
Well, now I'm mad at you for doing this.
Are you mad? Are you quanky?
We don't want a quanky groom.
Benji, you seriously puked all over everything and fought strippers at our bachelorette party. Like, do you think that this is worse?
You gotta be kidding me.
Whoa.
You're quanky.
You're very quanky. You. Quake that soldier boy over there.
Okay.
I want all of this stricken from the...
I strike it down. Except I don't.
Yeah, you laugh.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.